Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scuba Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, I'm Dahlia from Dahlia Botanique, a skincare brand based in the UK in Yorkshire. So my recommendations for startups is to make sure you're still going to enjoy your business when the going gets tough. So you can start a business from your hobby. Not a problem, but at some point it's going to get really difficult and you have to make sure you're still going to be enjoying it and you're not suddenly going to hate it when the going gets tough. So that's a really important thing as well. Number two, invest in branding. One of the best things you can do is start off with really good branding. So having a professionally done logo, a good website, and also getting your social media in order. That's one of the biggest things, because that will set you apart from other startups who perhaps haven't invested and have a website that's just not fit for purpose. Obviously, along the way, you can change these things too. Have a look about what's in your local area. So in the UK here, in the council, we've got access to business support and startup support. Definitely worth having a look and seeing what's on there. Speak to your universities and colleges. Very often you can... They will often have students who perhaps are looking for internship or projects to work on, and you can have a student come on board and help you, which is really valuable as well. Make sure your finances are in order. That's a key thing, because when you start a business up, it's not cheap, especially if you want to invest in really looking good as a business from the get-go. Make sure you have some sort of financial, I guess, backing, or you've put money in from your day job or something like that into your business or into a savings account as well, just to cover you. On a word of day job, definitely don't give the day job up straight away. I still work part-time, even though my business is proving quite successful, because I know if things took a turn for the worse, for whatever reason, I've still got a financial backing. So I think that's really, really important. Definitely don't quit your day job to run your business, unless you know you can survive for a couple of years with the income you have coming in from your business. Thank you.
Hey, family. So my name is Dr. Lulu, aka the Momatrician. I'm a pediatrician and a life coach and the CEO of Dr. Lulu's Coaching and Consulting Lounge. My one piece of advice for any upcoming entrepreneur is, you've always been an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is someone who sees a problem and finds a way to solve it. So just remember that you've always tried to solve problems your entire life. This is not new, except this time around, you're getting paid as an entrepreneur. which is good because a lot of people end up getting stuck in their one why, right? Everyone talks about what's your why, what's your why. I say, what's your what? Your what should be impact. And that means when what you're doing is no longer impactful or is now impacting you negatively, give yourself permission to make a pivot. Too many of us get stuck trying to do the one thing for 5 years, 10 years. Nothing wrong with that. However, comma, you don't want to get burned out. So I say, give yourself permission to pivot if you have to. Give yourself permission to pivot. That to me is everything. I've had to pivot multiple times in my life. And guess what? I'm happy. We have a high rate of suicide among entrepreneurs and depression and all of that. Remember that you can fail forward. And that's actually a thing. Failure means you tried. Failure means you tried. All right, go out there and make an impact. Bye.
What's up, y'all? I am Zay Faith.
And I'm Devon Edwards.
We are accountability consultants and the founders of the Total Freedom Network. We support organizational executives who are feeling frustrated, manage their time, earn more money, and have better energy so they can create a life of total freedom. We have been entrepreneurs for a while, and we want to share some lessons with you from our journey.
Question: are you tired of feeling overwhelmed by all the tasks and commitments in your life? Well, when first starting out in business, it can feel overwhelming with all the things you think you need to do. You've got big goals and dreams for the future, but it's easy to lose focus by taking on too much at once. This is where having accountability systems and prioritizing your tasks come in.
Early in my entrepreneur career, I realized that I needed to parent myself. I know that sounds crazy, but I needed to establish a habit that I could lead and manage myself to success. I found value in networking and being mentored by coaches, but the number one thing that made a difference in my life is following through on my commitment. I created the discipline to focus on income-producing activities and learn to delegate or eliminate the things that are distracting or irrelevant to my right now number one priority.
Yes. And task prioritization is so crucial when starting any entrepreneurial endeavor. So picture this. You are sitting down at the start of each week and listing out everything you want to accomplish, core tasks, goals, and outcomes that support your vision. Then you get to categorize them into three to-do lists. Number one, what can I do? Number two, what could I do later? And number three, what could someone else do? And this is key because you want to focus on 80% of your time only on what could I do tasks. These are things that will move the needle for your business and leave the rest for when you have the bandwidth to take intentional action.
Staying aligned with your priorities and being accountable to achieving them is how you will stay productive and make consistent progress, especially when life gets busy and everything feels important. It's so easy to lose track of the number one priority now and give in to the feeling of being worn out or anxious. That is why we work with our clients to create their personalized profit plan. It is your unique tool to identify your priorities, establish a simple habit to stay focused, to release overwhelm, and create your action plan to get your tasks completed.
The lesson we leave with you is that accountability is the key to success. And to take your business and life to the next level, we invite you to complete the Prioritize and Thrive worksheet. It is our free gift to you. You can access the Prioritize and Thrive worksheet now at totalfreedomevents.com/undiscoveredentrepreneur to take control of your schedule and start thriving instead of just surviving each day. This worksheet is the first step towards a less stressful life. You will level up your time management with this accountability tool. So download, for free right now. That is totalfreedomevents.com/undiscoveredentrepreneur.
To your profits and prosperity.
Take care.
Speak to you soon.
My name is Michael Benjamin. I am the CEO of Consumer Ammunition Tactics, or CAT. Basically, we help people as far as their education on consumer laws and being able to clean up their credit report. And we also have a mentorship program where we help people start, grow, and scale their own credit repair business. We also help people acquire funding, at least 50K, 50 to 150K, just to be able to grow and scale their business, whether they're in e-commerce, you know, different industries. So just some quick information. I just wanted to talk about my three-step process to be able to help you go about getting 100K in business funding. It could be personal funding as well. So number one, the first step is belief. So this is really the mindset. You really want to understand that you can get that credit report that you want to get. You can get that credit score that you want to get. So when I say that, you got to understand that what you say is going to be your reality. So the person that believes that they could do something and the person that believes that they cannot do the same thing, both of those people are correct. So you just have to work on your mindset, number one. When we talk about the actual structure of your credit profile, you need to understand that your credit score does not matter. Your credit score does not matter. It's more so about how your profile is structured. So if you don't know the basics of how a credit report is structured, 35% is payment history, 30% is your debt utilization rate. So let's say you have $100,000 in total credit cards, but you're using $10,000 out of it. That's a 10% utilization rate. They say you want to be at 30%. I tell my people to be at single digits, so 9% or less, because you don't want to do the minimum. If you want to get maximum funding, you want to have the maximum, you know, setup. 15% is your length of credit history. 10% is going to be hard inquiries or new credit, and then 10% is going to be credit mix. So you want to make sure you maximize all of those. Once that is maximized, you should have at least a 700 or better, you know, no negatives. And then step two is pretty much a plan. So if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So you want to structure your business to not be a high-risk industry. You want to have a professional email, phone number, you know, things like that. So that's going to basically position you to be able to go get the funding that you actually need to get. When it comes to the funding, you need to have a strategy. What are you going to use to go about it? Use bankbranchlocator.com. That's how I know about a lot of different banks all across the country. iBankNet.com. It also lets you know how much banks are able to lend out. So you want to use this resource when you're doing your research to be able to go and apply for the funding you need to apply for. The beautiful thing about it is you can leverage your credit as a personal guarantor, and that will basically allow you to use a new LLC. It could be an old LLC, because typically you want to have 2 years of history. But because your profile, your personal profile is structured correctly, how we did in the first step, which is the belief phase, you know, we structured it perfectly, then we'll be good. And if you need help on fixing your personal credit, like you want to do it yourself, my YouTube channel literally teaches you how to do it for free. So Mike O. Benjamin, MichoBenjamin. Mike O. Benjamin. So part of your plan, it's believe plan. Part of your plan is just going about it and understanding that, okay, I can go to this bank, I can go to this bank, I can go to this bank. You can go to national banks. You can go to regional banks. You can go to credit unions, which I recommend. Step number three, execute. So you have to actually execute once you do your research. A lot of banks, you can get up to $50,000 in funding between a business credit card at 0% interest and then also a no-doc line of credit. So when we talk about getting 100K to be able to scale your e-commerce brand, scale your credit repair business, scale whatever business, start, grow, and scale that business, you got to understand that when we use these national banks, regional banks, credit unions, it will allow us to be able to do what we need to do. But step number three is the most important. Like I said, execution. Don't just work on your mindset as far as fixing your credit and then leave it right there. You have to, you know, have that plan. Once you have that plan in action, now you have to take action upon that plan. So that's a three-step process: believe, plan, execute. This is basically a way you can go about get 100K in business funding, you know, in about like 90 days. Just to give y'all an example, if you go to a regional bank like KeyBank, you can get at least a $10,000 credit card over there. You go to a U.S. bank, $25,000 card, that's 35. You get 15,000 from Bank of America, that's 50,000. Now you take a new LLC and do the same thing. So now you essentially got your 100,000. Hopefully that helps. Again, Michael Benjamin, Consumer Ammunition Tactics. If you want to follow me on YouTube, subscribe. MichoBenjamin. Mike O. Benjamin. Y'all have a blessed one.
Scoop. My name is Lance. I'm from LaForte Talent Group. We are an executive search firm and boutique recruiting firm. I've run my own business several times and learned something new each time. I'd say the top nuggets for any business leader are to stay coachable and to raise a team of people around you. You cannot do it all, and many entrepreneurs think they are the superhero in their own Marvel movie. If that's the case, then figure out your kryptonite quickly and get someone to do those tasks or fill in for your weaknesses. And take courses with coaches. Just like going to the gym, it's easier with a coach or a workout buddy to motivate each other and to work on goals together. A writer needs an editor. An athlete needs a coach. A business leader needs a mentor or a coach to help be the sounding board and help steer that enterprise. Hope that helps. Thanks. Lance again at LaForte Talent Group.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, Scuba Believers. As a worker of two full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point, I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.